I recently wrote a column about my personal trainer Juma taking me on our walks along the Ridge Trail and back onto the Gord Harry Trail in Waynefleet. First, I owe a huge apology to my local neighbor and landowner, who I suggested had found it just too much to clear that Ridge Trail. My second visit, within 2 weeks, found the trail almost completely clear of fallen trees. It was almost too easy. That was just the start. No real wilderness, but just so nice to feel the privilege of being able the experience of being totally alone, apart from my friend Juma, in woodlands, without any other outside influence to spoil it. But onto this very personal adventure. Always satisfying to navigate the woodlands and on to the now cleared Ridge Trail. Fairly easy walking this time and rewarded by the sight of a deer, with its distinctive white tail being displayed, as we came back towards the Gord Harry Trail. Once back on the trail, it was an easy choice, either turn back for home, or, just maybe, carry on with the adventure? I chose to continue up the trail to see if I could see any signs of the deer I had spotted in the meadow. Needless to say, when we arrived at the gate to the meadow, there were no signs of any deer. But just about at that time, our morning adventure took a whole new turn. There was some movement and activity in the meadow, just off the tree line, with a critter apparently playing, maybe 100 meters or so from the field gate. It wasn't agitated or frantic, just seemed to be having fun. I think it may have been a raccoon, but haven't yet looked at the photos I took. Someone far more competent than I suggested that it may have been a raccoon that had enjoyed its meal and was just playing with what was left. That's probably the best observation that fits with what I saw. But the day gets even better. Just at this time my happy runner passed us on her morning run. I don't know her name, but we have passed many times over several years. You know when you sometimes see someone who is completely comfortable with they are? She brightens my day each time we pass. I stayed, trying to get a clear photo of the raccoon activity, then I heard hooves on the trail. Now I know that Horseplay Niagara don't take their clients out before my normal morning walks are over, but do know that some Horseplay staff do enjoy early morning rides up and down the Gord Harry Trail before their workday begins. Personally, I think that's great. But I'm still off the trail, in a gate entrance, my good friend Juma with me. I am not sure what these hoofbeats may indicate, but I'm even more concerned about the reaction if Juma and I had suddenly appeared in front of ponies and riders. In the event, a very bad call. We watched as 4 ponies, no tack, no saddles and no riders happily trotted past us towards Golf Course Road. An apparent breakout by the quartet looking for a new adventure. Juma and I have been passing Horseplay Niagara trail rides almost on a daily basis for nearly 10 years, and for 7 of them accompanied by our crazy Rottweiler friend, Mia, who we picked up at a neighboring stable. My practice was to have both puppies sit whilst the riders passed us and exchange pleasantries with the riders as they passed, and I never had any concerns about Juma and Mia, but I did know that occasionally Horseplay ponies were not happy passing 2 puppies, yet the system seemed to work. So I had no qualms about walking out in front of approaching ponies, assuming that they would almost certainly slow down as soon as they saw us and probably have been quite amenable to being quietly signaled to slow down and then to turn back. But I was concerned about the reaction should it be riders. So I felt really guilty as I passed 2 of Niagara Horseplay's staff festooned with halters, walking up the trail towards Golf Course Road knowing they were in for a long walk and some interesting times when they caught up with the escapees. And then finally a cyclist approached and, as with ponies, I called Juma to me as he passed. But this one didn't keep going. He stopped and said, "Andrew?" He was one of my POCOMAR search and rescue crews of 10 years ago, when I was commander of the unit and a search and rescue coxswain. What an unexpected pleasure for just a few minutes catch up, and a reminder of how when you leave your home for your daily morning walk you just never know what surprises you may find.